Welcome to Death by Architecture's Haunted History Minisode. Architecture can be breathtaking, but sometimes it can be haunted. Today's episode is about Leap Castle in Ireland. Widely regarded as one of the most haunted places in Ireland, Leap Castle in Coalderry County, Offaly, is definitely a destination that most tourists wouldn't mind missing. Nobody knows for sure when its dark and violent history actually begins. However, most experts claim that it was constructed between the 12th and 15th centuries. It all starts here, where it was originally named the, quote, Leap of the O'Bannons. Legend has it that the O'Bannons were a pair of brothers fighting against each other over who would inherit their father's position as clan leader. To resolve the argument, they were made to prove their bravery by jumping off a rocky outcrop where the castle is now located. Whoever survived would be regarded as the rightful chieftain. Unfortunately, that story ends there, and the name of the brother who won has now been lost to history. It does, however, explain why the castle is called Leap Castle. The O'Bannons were a strong and mighty clan, but they didn't hold a candle to the O'Carroll family, the family that eventually took possession of the castle after the O'Bannons. Because of the O'Carroll's brute strength, the O'Bannon's castle was taken over and was used as the battle site. In an eerie echo of past events, the leader of the O'Carroll clan died without naming a successor. And once again, his sons pitted themselves against each other. Thaddeus, a priest, was convinced by his brother Tay that he was the rightful heir, and he eagerly accepted this appointment. However, Tay ended up brutally murdering Thaddeus as he was in the middle of saying mass. To commemorate this horrific turn of events, the castle where he spent his last few minutes was christened the Bloody Castle. Locals say that the spirit of Thaddeus can still be seen roaming its hallways, doomed to spend eternity seeking justice for what had been done to him. Thaddeus isn't the only creepy thing about the Bloody Castle, though. Behind its walls lies a secret dungeon, which was reportedly once filled to the brim with human skeletons, many of which were mounted on wooden spikes. Some say that this has been a mass grave, with the skeletons belonging to the victims of a brutal massacre that the O'Carroll clan had carried out when they first took over the castle. Others also claim that the wooden spikes were used to greet any unwelcome visitors. Legend has it that the halls of Leap Castle are also haunted by a woman referred to as the, quote, Red Lady. According to those who have caught a glimpse of her, she wanders around wearing a red gown and holding a knife. She was another victim of the O'Carroll clan, a hostage repeatedly raped by her captors. When she gave birth, they killed her son in front of her eyes, and she now roams the castle in search of her murderers. Leap Castle is also haunted by a sinister presence that previous residents have referred to as the, quote, elemental. No one, not even locals, know its exact origin. However, some say that it had been conjured by the Druids, while others claim that it's nothing more than a troubled spirit. Regardless of who or what the elemental is, those that have seen it describe a human-like figure rotting away and smelling of petrified flesh. That's gross. The history of Leap Castle is undoubtedly full of twisted mysteries, and perhaps is one of the reasons why its inhabitants have all met a tragic fate. In the 17th century, an O'Carroll daughter was said to have fallen in love with an English prisoner named Darby. After helping him escape, he killed her only brother, which meant that she was able to inherit the castle. Rather than a wonderful life together, though, Darby found himself slowly losing his grip on sanity, concealing his money in secret places, and desperately looking for it when he couldn't remember the hiding places. Locals claim that Darby's ghost can also be seen wandering around the halls of Leap Castle, searching for the riches that he stowed away. Then in the late 1800s, one of Darby's descendants, a man named Jonathan, married Mildred Deal, a writer who harbored an interest in all things paranormal. By 1910, she was already a world-renowned author, albeit her short stories and three best-selling novels were all published under her pen name, Andrew Mary. Her success, however, irritated her husband to no end, and this frustration with her choice of career was exacerbated when she published a story called, quote, A House of Horrors in a popular London-based magazine. Mildred's story followed a couple named Maurice and Betty O'Connell who lived in the haunted Kilmaine Castle in Ireland. It was obviously based on their actual lives, and it infuriated Jonathan, who refused to believe that spirits resided in his house. Unfortunately, the Darby family was forced to abandon Leap Castle in 1922 when the Irish were fighting for independence from from the English. Since they were descended from an Englishman, they would have probably been killed by the revolutionaries, and thus they were forced to flee their home. Much of Bleak Castle was burned down in the years following their escape, but in 1974, a restoration project to rehabilitate it was launched. Today, it remains privately owned, although visitors are more than welcome to step inside and see whether they can spot one of its many ghosts. And that's it on Leap Castle. Stay tuned for the next mini episode of Haunted History by Death by Architecture.